Now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States,
the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host.
Hey, freaks, this is Roth on the Dollcast. Get your game faces on, it's time to get going. Oh, interruptions, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Zero. Nada. Had a big, big interruption today. I sat down at the computer, getting ready to do some dev. Break open the folder. I've been sitting there about 10-15 minutes. The wife comes in. She's checking the mail. Walked up to me. Hey, look what we got in the mail. Oh, hey, state income tax check. Cool. So she sets it down right next to me. Like right, you know, to my right on the desk. And everything's all right. I'm messing around, you know, looking at code. Getting things set up, and she starts picking up, like, cleaning up trash or whatever she can find, you know, any dirty glasses sitting out or whatever. And all of a sudden she turns to me and says, hey, where'd that check go? And I was like, I don't know. It was sitting right there. And she's like, well, I can't find it now. It's not there or whatever, and so she starts looking through all these papers that she was throwing away and looking. Like there's two bags, like Walmart-sized bags, you know, plastic bags. Looking through them, she couldn't find them. Finally, I was like, okay. So I get up to start looking with her. Looked everywhere. We looked in the kids' room just in case Liam might have snatched it up and went and played with it somewhere or something. That didn't ring true. So I looked through the plastic bags two or three times myself. She went and checked the actual garbage two different times at first, I believe. And so here we are. Can't find anything. It's taking a good long while. And I'm like, wow, this is eating up time. I mean, it was taking a really, really long time. Probably looked for like 45 minutes, stopped doing that. I said, screw it, went to sit at the computer. Misty went ahead and got something for lunch, you know, in case one of us thought of something, somewhere it might be. And it never came to either of us. She got up to start looking again, so I got up to start looking again. And I didn't look very long, because it was like the description of insanity, looking through the exact same places that I already had, in all the same spots, could not find anything. So I said, screw it, I'm sitting at the computer, it's around here somewhere, it'll turn up. So she went to the garbage again, the big garbage bag, and dug a little deeper. I guess she didn't go deep enough in there, and there it was. She accidentally threw it out with the trash. So it's a good thing she noticed it, because tomorrow's garbage day, and you never know if we would have just thrown the garbage out, and, well, there you go. There goes the state income tax check. But that took a lot of time, a lot of extra time out of devving, which was a complete, no, not complete, but it ended up as an utter failure today. I was able to get, what I first did, I got the sprite definition set up, because I hadn't done that yet. And I made them import, and I put the, what do they call it, the OAM, OAM cycling, or I don't know what they call it, where you cram all of Sprite into RAM during NMI. And so I got all that set up, and then I placed the Sprite where it's supposed to go to hold the status bar from moving. And it pretty much worked, I guess. I had it set up, and I started scrolling the bottom of the screen on, And right when I started working, I was like, oh, yes, yes. And I was so excited. And it scrolled on the screen, and then that part of the screen disappeared, the bottom part of the scrolled on. It switched back to the other name table, the bottom portion. I was like, oh, well, great, here we go. And I couldn't figure out what was wrong, and I still can't. I still cannot figure out exactly what's wrong. I even talked to a couple of friends on AIM to see if they could figure something out or had some pointers for me. I don't know exactly what's going wrong. I thought I was switching the name table properly. I even changed it up. For people who aren't exactly sure what this development talk here is, just know that I'm trying to switch screens, something that from being off screen to on screen, and then keeping it on screen while there's a steady status bar at the top of the screen. And it's not working. It's just not. I don't even know what approach I'm going to take next. I guess I'm just going to have to reread things on the internet. I used Bunny Boy's tutorial for Sprite Zero Hit for status bar under the Nerdy Knights programming resources. I guess I'm going to have to look over it again and see if I can figure something else out. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. But so that's where I'm at. I'm stuck on that. And I think I'll have to give it a shot after I get off here and get done recording the podcast. You know what? Let's go ahead and give love to NintendoAge.com. If you're a gamer or a game collector and you like to hang out with similar-minded people, you can go to NintendoAge.com and trade games, manage collections with the collection tool of both Sega and Nintendo consoles. They're an equal opportunity organization, I'll tell you what. And the admins are awesome at NintendoAge.com. It's a great place. It's free to join. And just don't be a douche. That's it. That's all you gotta do. Go to NintendoAge.com, sign up, and get acquainted with everybody. Alright. Here's something I've been wanting to talk about. I've always seen this on the internet. Well, I guess always. In the past, I guess, couple of years, people started complaining about the price of games. Now, what I don't know where this comes from, because I remember, like I said before, I bought three different games, brand new of my own, when I was, a child or whatever, teenager, whatever. You know, Gogo 13, Top Secret Episode, Bionic Commando, and Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse. Castlevania 3 ended up costing me, it was $55, brand new. Now, when you look at today's games, they're $60, $5 difference. It's probably $60 Castlevania 3 in other parts of the country, more expensive places to live, like maybe New York, I don't know. Maybe it was like that. But the fact is, that's only a $5 difference, so there's not a whole lot of difference in the price. And one of the arguments I've seen people say is, well, ROM chips were a lot more expensive back then, and now there's no more ROM chips. Manufacturing is a lot cheaper with CDs or disc-based technology, Blu-ray, DVD, all this stuff. But I still don't buy into it, like, that it should be way cheaper. Because if you think about it, back in the old days, like NES games, how many people programmed these? How many actual programmers were there? There was like in the credits, there's usually like three or four people. And that's about it, if you take into account plastic and then the box and styrofoam inserts and all that stuff, that's going to add a little extra cost too. But there's only a handful of people who had their hands in the dish. And now, when you look at it, watch the credits when you beat a game. They are massive. I mean, they're on the scale of Hollywood movies. Absolutely massive credits. And not only just, you know, credits in terms of who made these games. There's also the people who took part in them, such as voice acting. I mean, voice actors are getting to be a big, big part of gaming to, you know, propel a story going forward, to keep it propelling forward, and it goes and goes and goes. But they're starting to get, like, more talent or familiar faces or familiar voices. Sometimes faces, though, I guess. But anyway, I mean, so there's even more into it now than what there was in the past. And besides that, the gameplay. Just think about the gameplay itself. How much game time do you get now? Back in the day, like, say, Ninja Gaiden or even Castlevania 3, you know, with my $55 example, you could beat those games in what? Let's just be generous and say an hour and a half. Or let's be extra generous. You know, with something like Castlevania 2, 3 hours or something. Then let's go maximum RPG. Maybe 8 hours. 6 hours of actual game. I don't know. I haven't played an RPG in forever. It's probably longer than that. But, you know, a lot of that was with the grinding. Like, what they want to call it all of these days. Grinding. Leveling up. Whatever. But now, the gameplay is extended massively. You have, like, 50, 60-hour games. Like, I've even heard that, what was that one game called? Badlands? But I don't know. It's the game where you have where you can make all the different weapons and all that. Now, I've heard that the game time on that is just massive and huge. So if you take all that entertainment value and you place $60 onto it compared to $55 back then, I don't see how you can argue that game prices are way inflated and that it should not be. I mean, there's no argument saying that games are massively overpriced now. I just don't see it. Maybe I could be corrected. I doubt it, though, because I'm right a lot of times. A lot of times. Okay. Not a lot of times. All the time. Except when I code. Because I mess up a lot. But every other time, I'm right. Or when I get in arguments with my wife. Okay, I'm never right. But I think I'm right on this. Anyway. So that's my views on that. Okay, you know what? Let's go ahead and try this new segment out. I was going to wait until next week, maybe, to whip this out. But let's go ahead and try it. Let's give it a shot this time. All right, hit it.
Mega Man Boss Voices. Where Roth, having never seen a Mega Man cartoon, attempts to create a voice for an evil robot master. The boss today, Snake Man.
Okay, so Snake Man, huh? Snake Man. Okay, you know, a lot of times when I think of, like, voices for things that are, like, animated or whatever, I always make an equivalency to, like, 80s cartoons. So, like, there were voices that were similar between different cartoons. You know, sometimes you could pick, like, the guy who did Optimus Prime, he did lots of stuff. So, you know, I think a lot of lines, a lot of stuff like that. So when I think of Snake Man, first thing that comes to mind is Cobra Commander from G.I. Joe. Now, Cobra Commander in G.I. Joe the movie ended up turning into that Snake Man thing and then turned into a snake. And if you remember, he was doing that, "I once was the man." You know, doing, like, he put the emphasis on the S's, the S. I once. So, I'm thinking, of course, he'll have to do that. Snake Man has to do that. But then you have to add in something extra. Like, I think the only time I've ever seen Mega Man on a cartoon is Captain N. And, you know, he had that little niche thing to him where he like mega, you know, everything was mega, that's mega cool, whatever, you know, it was always mega, so that was his thing, you know, characters always have this little niche to them. So I'm thinking we gotta take the S's a little further, and maybe when he's talking, sometimes he takes something singular and makes it plural. On, like, it's just natural for him to do it. Like, if he was saying Mega Man, maybe he wouldn't say Mega Man's, maybe Megas Man. Like, I'll get you, Megas Man. Maybe then a little rattle happens after that, you know, or something. So, let's see if I can put together something he would say. Yes, Dr. Wily's, how can I help you? I don't know. I'm not an impersonator. I'm trying it, though. It's something else. I think that would work, though. What do you think? I'll get you, Megas Man. You know, something like that. Some sort of little niche thing to him. Maybe he likes to talk about things slithering, or every now and then he's like this way and that. Yeah, you know, that's a little something for the adults. Get a little joke, you know, the this way and that thing from Adam Sandler and other stuff. So yeah, I think that works. Yeah, okay, wrap up that segment. All right. Well, this has been a hell of a week. This is the last day of the podcast for this week. Won't be back until Monday. I don't know if I'll be able to do any development over the weekend, but I will definitely attempt to. But during the week is the main times that I can, but I will attempt to get some in during the weekend. But, you know, there's also family time and stuff. So, we'll see how everything pans out. I don't think I have practiced with the band this week. So, we'll see how it all goes. If you guys visit SlyDogStudios.org, please whitelist the site in your ad. If you have ad block, whitelist it in your browser so we can get some ad impressions and try and get some Google ad money if possible at all. Well, I guess that's it for this week. You guys have a good weekend. I'll see you Monday. If you catch me slipping, tell Kevin.